Listen up, you morons. This is why you're not a Republican, Kyle. Listen up. You keep calling yourself a Republican, but buddy, let's be real. You're not a Republican, at least not in any traditional sense. You're something new, and new isn't always better. Slapping 10 Don't Tread on Me bumper stickers on your lifted truck and guzzling gas like it's a patriotic duty will not fix this. The whole thing falls apart because you lack a basic grasp of history. If you were a Republican, we'd be having a different conversation. A traditional Republican believes in small government, the kind that fits neatly into the Constitution, balancing states' rights and federal obligations. Back in the day, Republicans were the ones saying, hey, let's get the government out of our wallets, out of our churches, out of our private lives. But here's the thing, Kyle, when you cheer for massive tax cuts for the ultra-wealthy and billion-dollar defense budgets while clutching your AR-15, it doesn't sound like you want a small government. What you want is a government that's too busy funneling money upwards to stop you from cosplaying the revolution. Let's talk about private charity, another OG Republican value. Back in the day, Republicans argued, why should the government handle every need? Let churches and communities step up. It's idealistic, sure. And hey, some of those private charities did amazing work. The idea was that neighbors would help neighbors, lifting communities without leaning on Uncle Sam. Let's not sugarcoat this. Private charity was not about helping everyone. It was about helping the right kind of people. You know, the ones who looked like you, prayed like you, and agreed that mullets were an acceptable hairstyle. Kyle, let's not kid ourselves. You're not tithing 10% of your paycheck to help your community. You're sinking it into crypto scams and vape juice. So much for charity. But the Republican Party really did bring some big ideas to the table. Lincoln, he wasn't just about ending slavery. He was about rebuilding the nation after the Civil War. Republicans gave us the Homestead Act, which opened up opportunities for countless Americans, also displacing indigenous peoples. Teddy Roosevelt, he wasn't afraid to take on monopolies and champion conservation, laying the groundwork for our national parks. Eisenhower gave us the interstate highway system and warned us about the dangers of the military-industrial complex, a warning the party has completely ignored. Even Reagan, with all of his flaws, inspired people to believe in America's promise again, however fleeting that optimism might have been. But today, Kyle, when you say small government, you're not talking about deregulating corporations or streamlining bureaucracy. You're saying, I don't want to pay taxes for anything that benefits someone who doesn't look like me or think like me. You want a government small enough to fit into your wallet, but big enough to police bedrooms, bodies, and bookshelves. That's not small government, that's micromanagement. Traditional Republican values weren't perfect, but they did aim high. They were rooted in a belief that individuals, given freedom and opportunity, could achieve greatness. Stewardship, innovation, civic responsibility, these were the core beliefs. Today's Republican Party, the new Republicans, they've traded stewardship for slogans, governance for grift, and civic duty for culture wars. It's become a party of obstruction, not solutions. Kyle, you're not a Republican. You're not a Lincoln or a Teddy Republican. You're not even a Reagan Republican. You're a Kyle, something new, a new Republican. So the next time you slap a bumper sticker on your truck, maybe make it one that says, I'm just here for the vibes. Because that's what this modern Republicanism has become, vibes over vision. Now go read a history book, Kyle. Maybe you'll figure out what you're actually supposed to be fighting for.